Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, Michael Calhoun with you, and Minecraft is the diamond sword of the box office, but there is one top CEO who isn't certain we'll get a fairy tale ending from the Trump tariffs. Let's talk about those topics right now with KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz with the St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. So let's start off with Minecraft and how it performed at the box office and this synergy between cinema and video games.
Well, that synergy caught the movie experts totally flat-footed. They were saying last week that Minecraft would be lucky to do $60 million. As the week was wearing on, they were beginning to think, well, maybe we had that a little wrong, and so they upped it to $100 million. But when the smoke cleared after that weekend, Minecraft had brought in $157 million. That's the biggest opening for a movie in 2025 so far, and almost double what Disney's Captain America that recently opened had brought in. So why did they miss it so big? I think part of the problem is that the movie industry pundits just don't notice video games. Think about Super Mario Brothers. That brought in $146 million that first weekend. Sonic 2, way back in 2022 with a totally different market, brought in $72 million. So I think the movie industry just underestimates these video game-based movies. That said, they are full of hope for the upcoming season because you've got the Mission Impossible release, and we're seeing the trailers for that now, and the Marvel Thunderbolts movie are both coming in May, and we're going to have a summer full of blockbusters. So keep some money in your back pocket for movie and popcorns for the foreseeable future.
Well, now to from fantasy to sober reality, we're talking about the latest tariffs, the reaction from the business community. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase seems like he's concerned about what this may result in.
He is, and the Chase CEO had to write a letter to his shareholders, and in that he was saying that he felt that there were problems in the horizon. He argued the quicker the issue is resolved, the better. He was even telling us that for people that have stock portfolios, he thinks that the markets right now are not really reflecting the price of these stocks accurately, and he's expecting even bigger drops. To give you an idea, his company, J.P. Morgan Chase, increased the risk of a recession from 40% to 60% over the weekend. He thinks people are hoping for a soft landing, but he thinks that's harder and harder to have happen. When he speaks, even the Fed listens, so maybe we should too.
Well, we are listening to St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business, KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz. Thank you so much, as always, for your expertise on KMOX. We appreciate it.
Have a great week.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.